Navarro Bowman at this moment.
Ah, that was the it's one of the greatest plays I've ever seen. I don't think I've ever been involved with a football game where something that good happened in a game. And it was a great play by T. Brock and a great play by Navarro Bowman. Looked like a pick and roll in basketball. Looked like a pass and a pick and a took it all the way to the house.
Brock sort of knocked it out and Bowman grabbed it. Is that what you mean by the pick and roll?
Yeah, just kind of look pick and roll like. But I don't know. That's the best thing that I've ever seen happen in a football game. Like maybe that was close to the might have been close to the catch.
You looked like you were going to run down into the end zone.
That's the best birthday present I've ever gotten. Second only to being born. That was awesome.
What were your emotions when you get the lead and start to give it away? I mean, was it frustration? Was it anger? What were you feeling?
Well, just we were resolute. We're going to win it by any means possible. And a lot of things happen in a football game. And our guys fought to the end.
Was Bowman supposed to be the last guy on the onside kick there? Was that his role to field that ball, or did things get mixed up with their role?
Yeah, whatever. I mean, I got no fingers to point right now. You want to point fingers? Point fingers. I'm just happy as I can be. Happy as I can be. No, the catch is the catch. There'll never be another catch. But this was a great moment. Great moment.
What were you feeling? I mean, that game was looking like it was getting away from you guys there at the end. But obviously, they're driving. What are your emotions? What did you have a sense of the team's feeling as the Falcons are driving down there?
I was getting ready to use a timeout and try to conserve some clock so we could get the ball back. And then the return happened.
Yeah, so much of the celebration before the game, halftime, of course. Do you think that all distracted the team? Would that maybe lead to some of the sluggishness?
No, I don't think so. I mean, it's a the build up to the the final regular season game at the iconic Candlestick Park. I mean, and I love history. I appreciate history as much as anyone, but for the men that were in the arena, it's about the future, and it's about this game was about that, what our destiny was, and we're coming face to face with our destiny, and that's what the game was about.
Are you gonna miss this stadium?
Yes, a lot of great memories, a lot of great wins, and. This one is big as they come. That was a tremendous win for us. We needed it. Our team needed it.
What's happening offensively in the first half?
We had maybe three or four possessions was about it in the first half, and we were making first downs, but we weren't. Only finished the one drive with a field goal, and made some adjustments at halftime. I thought our guys really came out smoking in the second half. Offensively and defensively.
There was a point in the third quarter where you guys really sort of asserted your dominance. Were you disappointed that they kind of sneaked back in the game?
It's a great team, a great quarterback. Much of the same people that we played last year in the NFC Championship game. and NFL, there's no turnovers. The game's going to be tight. And the turnovers really didn't happen until late. They got one for them. On the onside kick, and then we got the interception return. Other than that, games are going to be real close.
Joe, it looked like you were going to follow Bowman, the length of the field.
I think there was a lot of guys were running ahead of me. I wasn't the only one.
You put the brakes on at some point?
I don't know. I was just so happy.
You guys are in the playoffs now for a third straight season. Yeah. So what does that mean to you? How well are you guys playing on your way into the playoffs now? What do you want to get out of next Sunday's game?
The same. Win by any means necessary. And, I think it's a great accomplishment. It gives you a chance. Being in the playoffs gives you a chance at the ultimate chance. And our guys needed this one to do that.
Frank Gore had close to 100 yards. It
seemed like he was struggling maybe with his ankles early in the game. Did he have to get him retaped to get back in?
He didn't say anything about the ankles. He looked good. I mean, he broke some runs in the first half and the second half as well. I mean, I thought he ran well tonight. Thought the line really asserted itself, especially on the long scoring drive.
You had that last scoring drive was all running plays. Was mm-hmm. that from you, or was that Kaepernick calling things from the huddle?
No, they were coming from Greg Roman, and you had Kendall Hunter break the big one. I think it was about a 50-yard run. The scoring play was called by the players. Frank wanted the repeat of the call we had on first down, and Cap said he wasn't going to say no to him, and it worked.
Collins' touchdown run, was that just a straight quarterback run, or is he interpreting anything as he's catching the shotgun snap?
That was a run. Power, quarterback power.
The quarterback you were sitting with, Dante, got flagged for that personal foul in the second quarter. It looked like you were saying the ref hit him in the chest area. Is that what you saw, and you thought that shouldn't have been flagged?
Well, I mean, what did you guys see? You probably saw it on the TV or the replay, so. Huh?
Great.
Your first words to Bowman when he got back from the score of the touchdown, do you remember what you were saying to him?
I said, that's the best thing I've ever seen in a football game. It happened to our side.
He had the big play at the end of the NFC Championship game against this team. Have you kind of thought about that in your head, how he's been the hero the last two games against the Falcons?
Now that you bring it up, I think about it. But it's just wonderful occurrence. And, again, you know, T. Brock made a heck of a play. Getting that, making the break on the ball, dislodging the ball, keeping it alive, and Bo did the rest and showed a lot of speed. That was a heck of a run.